This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe 855-732-5563. Like I keep saying, get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, which means you'll be part of the solution. That's what we want, is it? Isn't it? All right, for those of you who missed the first hour of the segment I played, AOC, which I find really interesting, AOC has come up with some really crazy stuff over the years. First, I'm going to play you a brief clip from AOC, and then another brief one from Maxine Waters. I'm thoroughly confused. I need some help here. That's why I'm asking Sonia Smith to hop on with us in a second. Take a listen.
I think what the Supreme Court just did was that they chose to endanger the lives of all women and all burdened people in this country. But not only that, they've chosen to strip rights from men too, because frankly the right to our own bodies and the right to form our families, this is something that belongs to all of us, and it does not belong to lawmakers. It does not belong to 9 Supreme Court justices. It does not belong to those justices who were appointed by presidents, many of whom didn't even win the popular vote in this country. This is a cementing of minority rule in a lot of ways. And we're going to have to fight a long road to get it back, but we're not going to give up.
Well, I mean, that's a...
Unreal. I mean, I don't understand much of what she said. I don't think she understood much of what she said. Somehow this gets in the way of men's rights? Is she talking about men who menstruate? I mean, I'm just totally confused here. And on top of that, since when have all of a sudden the females decided that males have a right to decide or get involved in abortion? I've been told for eons that we have no right to say anything. It's not our bodies. Keep our mouths shut. Stay away. So either I just don't get any of this, I'm just totally lost. I need help deciphering. Sonia Smith joins me, as she does every week. You got to help me, Sonia. I must be very ignorant because I don't understand this at all.
Don't ask me to help you figure out liberals. I can't do it. I have this valve that will ignite my brain. My head will explode. So I don't even try. You're a better man than I am for even trying.
No, these people are yeah, listen, Maxine Waters. Let's see if I can grab this. You're going to love this. Listen to what she says here about the black community. Listen carefully.
You see this turnout here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women
Wait a minute.
Will be out in out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies.
So she specifically tags the black community as this is going to hurt the... What are they saying here? Is the black community just... do they need abortions more than any other community? I don't understand.
Well, what's she saying here?
Think about it.
What's she saying right there? First of all, there's so many contradictions, but I will tell you what she truly is saying. You know, the Democrat Party gets paid off by Planned Parenthood, major corporations. So, and where are the majority of Planned Parenthoods? They're in the black community. So she needs to call those soldiers out to defend the right to abortion, because what she's defending is the Democrats' right to money. She doesn't care about the black community, nor does she care about black women. She cares about getting money in the coffers of the Democrat Party and to keep her legacy in the community and have her name on all these random buildings that she never even bothers to visit except for maybe once or twice a year. So she is calling black women to arms because she's trying to procure those funds. The second thing that she said is we have control over our bodies. Well, you know where the control really for all women of all colors starts? Is before you decide to have sex. If you don't want to have an unwanted pregnancy, don't have unwanted, unmarital sex. Or if you're not able to take care of your own child, you're not in a position to take care of a baby, that's the one thing you do have control over. So if she's saying that black women above other women don't have control over their bodies, then that's an insult to black women. But what the Democrats have done over the years is basically promoted this social culture of sex for no reason, sex at any time, unmarried sex. So now she wants to say the control starts and stops with the killing of the baby that you produce when you act the way the Democrat Party tells you to act.
Now, a friend of mine who has a show before mine made the statement that you need to take the precautions not to get pregnant, and they accused him of giving the males a pass. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Senior Host, Trevor Farr, a lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this, that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
But we're going to listen to a small montage, or montage, depending on how you speak your French, and how MSNBC, CNN, and so many of them have really truly either be overly possessed or just lost their minds. I don't know which I'm going to go with right now. Take a listen. Maybe.
Versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. This is the major case regarding abortion rights in this country.
I think there are no more black robes. I think the robes are red and blue. It really is that a lot of people who believe this is a rigged court.
We are in a new era where the reaching for the center to keep the court's legitimacy in the eyes of the public, to keep the debate going, is over. And we have a very, very strongly activist conservative court.
You have noted, I think as recently as yesterday, yesterday, this supermajority at the Supreme Court now really, really flexing its muscles.
Are they going to be able to search your apps? You know, there's apps that track menstrual cycles. You know, how far are these states going to try to go in criminalizing every single aspect of women trying to control their reproductive rights?
They have eliminated the constitutional right to an abortion.
There are two countries. That there are quite literally red states and blue states, a sort of a constitutional, legal, I don't want to use the word civil war, but I think we are going to see immense, immense bickering.
It's going to be legal chaos. Forget the legal civil war.
The originalists are winning.
The court just told us that we are not equal, criminalizing things like IUDs, criminalizing things like IVF, like emergency contraception. This is the opening salvo here on our bodies and our self-determination.
The case that makes it possible for gay people to live in civil and marital unions, could that be the next case that falls? Could there be other sorts of rights that are vulnerable? It's a very dark day in America.
I literally have goosebumps.
Yeah.
This is such a huge moment, and this will have so many effects that we can't even fully appreciate today.
Buckle up. This is going to be a really bumpy ride, and this is not the end on the story.
They're gone. They've lost their ever-loving minds. And, you know, now this is going to affect the marital rights of gay people. Talk about fear-mongering. Go for it.
How does it affect gay people? At last I heard, two people of the same sex can't actually procreate. So, here's the thing. If you're pro-gay couples having children, then this is a great thing because it actually promotes adoption. So you're actually not taking babies off the market. So that makes no sense.
No, what I love about this is, but basically what they're saying too is you're forcing women to have to carry a baby, to have to be pregnant. And you know, I said to you before we went to break, I love the comment that men, it affects men too. I'm thinking, we've never been brought into this conversation other than
they
say,
told us you
shut
had
up,
no
you don't have anything to write to
right.
say.
You have nothing to say. And I've always argued that men should have an opinion whether you get rid of the baby or not. And I honestly think that if that had been the case, women would not have, we wouldn't be in this situation. This is a huge mess, and it's crazy, and they're all over the map. It's like playing crazy whack-a-mole with these people. The fact of the matter, you know, the only thing that I am truly sympathetic to, wait, let me back up for a second. Did they actually say that you cannot get contraceptives now? Does this,
you're lying. That's not true.
It has nothing to do with being able
no.
to use.
They're going back to an obscure law that was passed and then quickly pounded on. I think it was back in 1931, where the Catholic Church was very upset, and one of the states passed a law that said you couldn't use contraceptives.
That's
when you,
the church. This is not this ruling. So
yeah,
why
well,
are
the
they
church had influence on the government and they put that through? But that's not this ruling. It's nowhere in here.
Right. This is not. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. But they are definitely fear mongering and I can see how a lot of people are falling for it, especially because that's all they hear. So they will be able to build an army based on these lies. It's just basically, if I'm wrong, to correct me, but isn't this just saying that they're correcting the way this whole Roe versus Wade law came about and they're giving it back to states' rights?
Yeah, matter of fact, one of the justices wrote that this is righting a wrong that was done, that the Supreme Court had no business
right.
ruling on this, and that it should always have
right.
been a states' rights issue.
Right, and they don't have any problem with that. There's somebody in your montage that said, you know, this is being decided upon by this minority of judges who were not elected by the majority, but they didn't have any problems with it when it was when it was brought into place. And I'm doing them a courtesy by even trying to make sense of what they're saying.
You are.
You know what? I just, I don't, have the energy for this. I'm just like, this is crazy. And you know what? Here's the thing is these men, I am equally, probably more disgusted by these men who march alongside these demonic women who are pro-abortion, because all they are is men who want to have rampant sex with these women and not take responsibility for it, which is the farthest thing from being a man I can imagine.
So Alyssa Milano said, banning abortion will disproportionately impact people of color, again, saying there's an issue in that community, or the LGBTQ communities.
I don't understand the LGBTQ part.
Do they get more pregnant than other groups? I don't know.
I don't understand that, but I do understand. I do understand. Excuse me, that it will affect people of color, as they like to say, because the abortion clinics are predominantly in black and brown communities, and they're saying that we don't have the money.
This is dying in air. You have to
no, this is an allergy. Oh. This is an allergy cough. But there's nothing that I'm allergic to here.
Maybe it's this news story. I don't know.
I'm allergic to the left. But, yeah, it will affect us because now they've gotten us into the habit of, first of all, our men have been removed from our lifestyles, our families. Sex has been promoted like crazy in our society, and they give black and brown people the majority of like I said, of Planned Parenthood clinics are in our areas. So they give us an out by targeting us. So, yeah, it is going to disproportionately target us. But that's what they do. It's like a good con man. You break something, you ruin something, and then you say, I have the solution, which they did.
Okay, hold the solution. Hold the armor solution. We got to go break.
I choked to death.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report says Catholic churches across the United States are being warned of a credible threat of extreme violence after the Supreme Court's abortion decision. The Department of Homeland Security warning churches to be on alert. This comes after pro-abortion groups are promising nights of rage and pledging extreme violence, which President Biden says is unacceptable.
Threats and intimidation are not speech. We must stand against violence in any form, regardless of your rationale.
The United States Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit is blocking the FDA's ban on sales of Juul products. The FDA wants the court to step in until Juul can ask for an emergency review. Juul claimed the agency's move was arbitrary and capricious. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That, you know, that's why I think God didn't let me become a peace psychologist, because really, that would have been me. I would have had maybe 3 clients, and it wouldn't have been good. I'm sure it wouldn't have been good. I wouldn't have had a high success rate, but I would have had a lot of fun at it. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. I'd like to have you with me. So you've been showing Tracy does every week, kind of let's kick off the weekend, get things rolling here, and today is one of those days. You know, we've had a very interesting SCOTUS week, if you would. I think it's the first week in a long time that I can honestly say they've stuck up for the Constitution twice in 1 week. With the gun law, striking down the gun law in New York on Thursday, I think it was, sticking up for the Second Amendment, and then again today with the ruling that we knew it was coming. I find it interesting that all these nut jobs are screaming and yelling at TV right now. You've known this has been coming for over a month, haven't we?
I don't think they knew. They're so used to getting their way that I don't think that. I think they were blindsided.
You think they really thought with all the noise that they would get what they were looking for?
I think that there's always been a lot of noise, and then they get what they want. This is the first time I've seen things, I've seen things go in our favor.
Yeah, well, I hope it gives you some pause to say, hey, we can win this stuff. We can
absolutely
not just pray. We have to pray and act. You know, I had that conversation in the last hour. I'm going, you know, there's a lot of churches that go, hey, see, prayer works. Well, no, it wasn't just prayer. It was prayer and action that worked. It was prayer and getting the right people in place. And, you know, this would have never happened if Donald Trump wasn't president, if we didn't have a state, and if we didn't have a Congress that was Republican to get these people into these seats. So,
and how are they whining about the Supreme Court? The Supreme Court, when they're the people who are talking, well, I can answer my own question, but they're the people who are talking about stacking the court so that they can have the outcomes that they want. They're talking about how off balance the court is right now. Well, first of all, it's not, because we have a few sellouts on our side. We never know which way people are going to go.
Oh, that's true. That's very true.
What are they complaining about? These people have everything in their favor. They lose a couple. It was like when they used to complain about Fox News so bad. They had every other news station, every other media station.
I know, right?
the one thing, this is, you know, and that's the truth. Bullies, they can't take any pushback. And this ought to show the American people who these people really are. The minute you thump up, they're like the cowardly lion. You know, they make a lot of noise, a lot of bluster. They jump out from behind the bushes, and you just flick them in the nose, and they completely cave. Well, Maxine can call her little army of black women if we're stupid enough. But we got time. We got all the time in the world to go out and protest wanting to have abortions. I don't think so. But it doesn't matter if they do or if they don't.
Okay, you and I are paying attention to a degree, okay, of this stuff on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people are going to catch sound bites? Because they still have most of the stations.
Exactly.
And they're going to have sound bites about how women are going to be dying now. We are dying in the streets. We're going back to coat hangers. We're going, and that's all a lie. Right. All of it is a lie.
And when I looked into it, because I thought that too, the back alley abortions, the clothes hanger abortions, the women deaths. When you look into what really happened, that's not the threat at all. And do they really think that that's what we're going to go back to? Do they really think that people are going to go, oh, well, let's go back to the alleys and get that coat hanger, you know, even if it were banned? That's not where we're going. With the advent of modern medicine, why, they're just so stupid. And I'm sick of their lies. And I'm sick of stupid people falling for it. You know, I don't even have the energy to talk to people.
And again, I know sometimes I beat on this too much, and I don't mean to, but it's, you know, you're one of the few people that will honestly say this, and I go, you look at the Twitter feeds, which is all about how this is going to hurt the black community the most, right? And this is going to
hurt black about
women
us.
The most.
Don't you know?
Was that a joke? Even if funny, they care about you guys.
They care about us. They're only looking out for our well-being because we have no control over our bodies. We're just a bunch of savages who just plop babies out all the time.
But
we don't even know how to
in their mind, right?
Who, by the way, we also don't know how to get driver's licenses.
Oh yeah,
we don't know how to use cell phones. This is what they honestly think of us.
If you are, you don't even have to be an educated black person. Just be a common sense black person. Sit back, and somebody should be running these lines over and over and over again. Wait a minute, what do you mean I can't figure out how to get insurance for my business? What do you mean I can't figure out how to get an attorney for my business? What do you mean I can't figure out how to get a driver's license? I mean, I'd be sitting back going, you really think I'm that stupid? But I don't hear that from the community.
I don't know that they hear it the way we're hearing it. I think they're hearing it couched in a message of we care.
Really?
People need an opportunity and a leg up. And they, you know, people can't pull themselves up by their bootstraps because some people don't have boots. Or, you know, it's more difficult. But all you got to do is hear a Clarence Thomas story or the black woman who was the, I draw a blank, who worked under the Bush campaign or the black guy in charge of HUD, the doctor. I'm sorry, my name
is... No, I get like that too. Ben Carson.
You ain't got to hear but a few of those stories to go, okay, I don't really have a whole lot of excuses here. All I can
do
is...
Do they even know those stories? You and I know about Ben Carson because I'm in awe. Listen, I don't care what color you are. I'm in awe of anybody who has grown up in poverty and, you know, their parents...
Anybody,
kind of get them
no matter
rolling.
What color they are.
I could care less.
To accomplish that is amazing. But we're taught, and the left has taught us, that no matter what the story is, if they're black and they do it and they wind up to be conservatives, then they're not really black, or they don't really count. I don't know any of those stories on the left. I don't know any, and that, see, this is where I'm ignorant, maybe.
What about Whoopi Goldberg? Now, she's got a story. No, she...
She does. She has an amazing story.
Right. And but, you don't hear it. Does she not tell it because she's afraid it flies in the face of her narrative?
She's told it, but she's a lefty. So I think that they're just, and we just recounted one. Okay?
Right.
There are several people on the right who have those stories to tell. These stories of being, you know, overcoming redemption. I mean, Trump brought stories out to the forefront from people in jail who he, you know, exonerated, brought out, and are making something of themselves. I mean, I'm just in awe of these stories. But the left tells us that those people don't count. They don't count because they sold out and went to the other side. So as long as we don't have sympathy, I mean, I think a while ago on your one of your shows, I was talking about the HBO special about John Adams, and the first two or three episodes were amazing. Then they got a little woke-ish.
Yeah, they did. I saw that.
Yeah, but the first three stories, I was in tears just relating. We've lost our compassion and our empathy and our sympathy towards human beings. That's a story of a human being that I would have never had the courage. I would have never done that, what he did. And it doesn't matter what color you are, but we're told that if it's a white man doing it, doesn't matter.
They don't really mean it.
They don't really mean it. It doesn't matter. They're white. The left has really done a number of removing our natural compassion and understanding for people.
I don't want you to get too far away from this, because the funny thing about this is it's true. They tell us, for years they told us, that we need to understand what black people have gone through. We need to help. We need to come alongside them and help them. Now when we come alongside and help and we do things and we do whatever we need to do to help some of them, then we're told we only do it out of guilt. No, we're doing it because you told us for decades that it was the right thing for us to do. Now we come alongside and we do certain things, and they go, well, you're only doing it out of guilt. You really don't mean it. You really don't want to help. You just don't want to look bad.
We don't want to look bad. And they say that the right are just mean because, and I was just reading this about Clarence Thomas's grandfather, I believe. He said the most compassionate thing to do and the best way to help people is to show them how to help themselves. That is what the right espouses. But what does the left say? That's mean. They tell us that's mean. And the reason that the black people
are... You ain't got no bootstraps. And you ain't going to have any if I can't go to break.
Why don't we have any boots? Because of the left. The
right,
racist...
I got to go to break. Pause. Pause that finger in the air. Hold on. We'll be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That because you have two fighters here. On this show, I don't know about the other weenies, I don't know about this show, where we're willing to stick up for you. We're willing to make sure that you have the real information. You know, Sonia Smith joins me, she does every week, and, you know, Sonia, I was talking to somebody in our local area. I don't like to always give away where we're at, but in our local area, and they say that they've caught my show on Thursdays and Friday nights, and they're not awestruck, but amazed at the conversations that you and I have and that the conversations that Zoe and I have. And they're very, I don't think they're informative. I just think they're fun. And I think that, you know, it kind of lets people know truly how we can talk to each other and really where the real issues are at. But just to have somebody say, I kind of cringe sometimes, but they're great conversations. And I appreciate how raw you guys are about stuff. I don't see them that way, do you?
Now, and if we can't be, I just think they're honest. I can say to you what I feel, and I don't have to worry about how you feel about me, so I'm not afraid to say that. I also don't worry about being considered a racist. I know who I am.
Yeah.
So I think that the left has targeted people with that name-calling so much that people will do anything to avoid it.
That's a good point.
I don't care if you call me a racist. I don't care what you call me. So,
well, you know, but see, listen to you. You are a black female who will say, you know, I don't care if you call me a racist. I know who I am. I say that, and what happens? When I say, I am not a racist, I know I'm not, so I really don't care what you think, and you go, that's proof that you're a white supremacist. That's
right.
Proof that you don't really care about who you're hurting and what you're doing to the black community.
Right.
No, it's just proof that I know I'm not a racist. That's all it is.
No, it just proves that they bought into the narrative of crap. That's all that proves.
So, can I have some fun? I mean, it is. Mm-hmm. I'm such a racist. And you know the church I used to go to? I went to a church where if you walked in the front door, you could find me in about 30 seconds, even though there were 6,000 people there on a Sunday. Okay,
right.
That's how much of a racist I am. I throw
right.
3 hours every Sunday back and forth because I believe that the Word of God was being taught, the uncompromised Word of God was being taught there, and that's where I needed to go with my white wife and my four little white kids, okay, because it was all about God. It had nothing to do with color. That's how confused I am, all right? I have a black granddaughter that I love taking everywhere with me because she's so easy to deal with, you know, and she appreciates stuff. But she's not my black granddaughter because Joe says she is. She's my black granddaughter because the left says she is. She's
exactly.
My granddaughter.
Exactly.
I told her we're going to be in a parade on the 4th of July, and I said, "Hey, you want to do what you did last time? You want to come on the come on the float with me?" She's like, "Yeah. I want to go on the float." I said, "Okay, cool. You're on the float." And I guarantee you, I'll bet you dinner anywhere in town, you will see local comments that he brought his black granddaughter along to show that he's not racist.
It's a photo op.
I guarantee that.
We should play like I took an acting class, and we should play like a role playing thing because I can give you every answer. And I worked around leftists. I voted Democrat for many years, not for a long time, but I can tell you every argument that they have, even to what you've said so far. They will never cut you some slack because they can't. If they for a minute had some independent thought, it would blow their heads up. So any of those things that you just said, if they went, wow, I'll take that under consideration, they might grow, they might learn, they might have a different perspective on the world and their worldview, but they can't do that. Because, listen, if they're not leftist, then they're nothing. That is their identity, that's their social circle. That's probably, you know what happens to you on your job if you come out and say, wait a minute, I'm not quite sure that is factual, or maybe there's a different way of thinking about it. You have hell to pay. Most people aren't courageous. Most people do not have the courage to stand up against the norm, especially the left, because they're mean as snakes. So I don't think they have the capacity to hear what you're saying without having that knee-jerk rebuttal that really makes no sense, but it shuts off the conversation. I like that the person or people commenting on our show goes, you know, I cringe at it, but it's interesting. Say they say, ooh, I feel this way, but most leftists don't have that capacity to say that. They will just count me off as a sellout and you as a racist, and that's the
right
effect.
Well, I think what it is you and I talk about this a lot over the years, and I said, I'm asking the questions that they're saying, gee, God, I wish I would ask her. I wish I could ask him without sounding
right.
like a racist, right? And when I say things like, you know, like I always kind of joke with you, but it's real to say, why can't you people control yourself? Why do we have to put Planned Parenthoods in your communities? Well, you know, I what I'm being there.
Right.
I mean, the left has to call you a subset. The left has to make special arrangements for your community. Why? What are they saying about you?
Oh, condescending. They don't because they think that they're caring. They think that they're caring. It's like I told a friend of mine, the left will step over a dying child to save a puppy. You know, I mean, they pick and choose what they virtue signal about, you know. Listen, we've just gone through this as a nation and as a world. Globally, it's like it means more to wear a mask. They will shout you down and beat you up and chase you out of a building for not wearing a mask, with even though they don't work.
And not feed a dying baby
and not
on an operating table or what have you, because the mom doesn't want it.
After 28 days after it's born.
Wow.
What kind of virtue signaling is that? But they don't even understand that that is very sick. But again, once you remove God out of the equation, and to them, everything is relative, so God is just this restrictive thing. They hate the fact that the Bible says the only way to the heavens is through the Father.
Yeah.
They hate that. They think that that's very restrictive because we've been taught for many, many years that that's mean-spirited and that's not inclusive.
But think of what we raised when you actually, and you've had these conversations with people, I know you have, where we've raised a group of people that will sit there and look at you and go, I know you're a Christian, I don't believe Christ is the only way, and I think if I can get in front of God, or when I get in front of God, I will tell him about all the things that I did. I will tell him why I was a good person. I will tell him why he was wrong about abortion. And part of me wants to go, oh, my God, sweet Jesus, I want to be sitting on a couch with popcorn when you're trying to explain that to God. I think I want one heck of a show. The other side, whether people want to hear it or believe it or not, my heart goes out to them because I know, believe that I know what happens on the other side, and I don't want anybody going through that.
Exactly. Listen, my sister goes to what has been called the most liberal church in California. Do you know how liberal you have to be the most liberal church in California? And I have been there.
They perform abortions on the altar on Sunday.
On That's the altar. Instead of walking up to get saved, you walk up to get rid of your baby. No, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. But they truly believe that they're doing good. They truly believe it. They ain't a Bible to be found in that church. And if you bring up points that are in the Bible, because they're all about social justice and LGBTQ rights and all that, if you ask them to point that out in the Bible, all they do is say, God, what do they say? God is about love. And he doesn't care who you love.
Right. That's because they have determined what love is, and they're going to teach God what love is, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, we started down this road. We never really finished it, which was a friend of mine who is also a commentator was talking about sex today. And as you alluded to, you know, you could take care of this on the front end without having to worry about having an abortion afterward, right? And the perception there is that we're saying the woman needs to truly control her body, and you know, if there's no protection, then don't have sex. And it's kind of like they think we're letting the man slide, and I don't. I never let my boys slide. I never told them they had a right to go, you know, do whatever they had to do to women, and it was a woman's job to make sure that they didn't give in to them. But no, that's not how I feel at all. But even with that said, the woman does have total control as to, you know, whether you, whatever, except in rape and incest, and I get that that's forced on you.
And those numbers, percentage-wise, aren't that high.
They're less than
1%. But we've become a society where sex is expected. I've read so many things about dating. I mean, I'm single again, and I read a lot about dating. And it's rare that by date two, and date two is totally acceptable to have sex. Date two. You don't even know this person from Adam. So you can imagine why there's so many unwanted pregnancies. If you can just go out with somebody for coffee or whatever, and also women are taught that they need to share the expenses of the date, and they don't even expect a man to take care of the date. So now they're paying for the date, and then they have sex, and now they got to have abortion. No wonder they want the state to pay, you know, the country to pay for it.
Ah, it's amazing. Sonia, always appreciate your time with me. I know you got to get rolling.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure as usual.
You know what? I see you're now smiling as opposed to when you first came. So you got all that out now. You got all that animosity towards, the crazies. Anyway, Joe Basilio, host, a lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.
Qualify.